The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network, the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Halloween is just around the corner, so visit BubbleGenius.com and pick up their Bath-O-Lantern Pumpkin Shea Butter Soap. So good, you'll want to eat it. Their Jack-O-Lantern soap is colored and scented with real pumpkin, with the added punch of clove essential oil to make it pumpkin pie-y. Shea butter makes it extra luxurious. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com. But if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Hi, hon. How's it going?
Fine.
Hey, weather forecast said it's going to snow tonight.
What do you want me to do about it?
Oh, come on, hon. Don't be so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy. I just want to finish my work.
Okay, I understand. I'll come back later on with a couple of sandwiches for you, and maybe you'll let me read something then.
Wendy, let me explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me, and it will then take some time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yeah.
Fine. And we're going to make a new rule. Whenever I'm in here, you hear me typing. Whether you don't hear me typing, what the f*** you hear me doing in here when I'm in here, that means that I am working. That means don't come in. Now, do you think you can handle that?
Yeah.
Fine. Why don't you start right now and get the f*** out of here?
You're always one, two, three jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed.
With happy music all the while.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, October 27th, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza right there.
Yo.
Hi.
We are hi.
Hi. We're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap in the world. I guess we're just like 3-4 days away from Halloween. I almost said Thanksgiving. I'm jumping the gun there. So you have a couple of days left to buy some Halloween soap. Give away to trick or treaters. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. You can also give free legal advice to your trick-or-treaters. They won't appreciate it as much as I think you might. But.
That would be awesome. If you just had, like, Bow, like, hanging in your foyer so that when you open the door, he just steps out and starts giving legal advice to the kids.
Or just give them, like, a business card.
Right, just here's business cards. Trust me, kids, at some point, I promise you're going to need this. It will be far more valuable than candy.
And the font is Cillian Gray.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Hail Nimbus.
Head on over to theballandlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link on the podcast page to get your free legal advice. Okay. Oh, my God. Patreon alert. We just advanced beyond the halfway mark on Patreon.com today is what we did. We're at $3,752. So it's just $2 over the
thank you, everybody.
Halfway mark. Thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. Seriously. Putting us over the halfway mark. Now all we got to do is raise another $37.50 and we'll be there. So we've got to basically do everything that we just did by way of Patreon donations all over again. And then we'll be there. We'll be there. Seriously. I mean, it feels nice to be halfway there at least. Okay, so without any further ado, first of all, I have to say this. I want to thank everybody for really embracing our brand new character on the show, which is Ben Carson's new running mate, Paper Willie. Everyone loves Paper Willie. In fact, I think among our listeners, Paper Willie, far and away the most popular candidate of both parties right now.
Just let him do the whole show.
Exactly. We just do the whole show as Ben Carson and Paper Willie. But, I mean, evidently Ben Carson enjoying the Paper Willie bump. By the way, if you're just joining us, Paper Willie is Ben Carson's running mate, who's actually made out of a paper lunch bag. And he just does a paper lunch bag puppet as his running mate. Maybe we'll visit with Paper Willie here in a few minutes. But Paper Willie has evidently propelled Ben Carson to number one nationally in the polls at this point. Ben Mentum overtaking Trump nationally.
I saw a bumper sticker. I saw my first Ben Carson bumper sticker here in Los Angeles.
Was it homemade? Was it written in Sharpie?
No, it was, Carson for America. It looked actually very stylish.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not kidding. It did.
Yeah, and you noticed...
It wasn't the least bit cheesy. It was understated, like him.
And you noticed on Facebook that one of his slogans is inspire.
Inspire, yeah. And the other word is revive, which is much more appropriate.
Revive.
Revive. Yeah.
His slogan is heal, inspire, revive. Which, incidentally, you can go to your local Target store into the housewares department and get that printed on a piece of distressed-looking board. You can hang in your wall. It's right next to live, laugh, love.
Right.
And then you can get the Ben Carson version of this. Is heal, inspire, revive.
Yeah, that's total, Pier 1 type stuff.
Yeah, Pier 1. Thank you. By the way, I hate those damn things. Please, signs, don't tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you tell me to live, laugh, love? Who are you to tell me these things? All right. So Ben Carson has taken a narrow lead nationally in the Republican presidential campaign.
And Donald Trump has responded as only he can. He is just angry and perplexed.
Oh, what did Trump say now? Did he tweet a bunch of things?
He retweeted something negative that someone said about Ben Carson and about the polls, about how it wasn't about Carson, it was about the Iowa polling itself, and basically making fun of people in Iowa.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's a good idea.
It's always a great idea right before
but he says that was an intern and fired that person. He's completely confused. He told CNN, I think it was. He's like, I just don't get it. Maybe it was Joe Scarborough, I think, this morning. Like, I don't get it. You know, we're going in. He says, we're going in and we're going to have another big rally. We're doing very, very well there. And people love me. And, you know, we've got a lot of momentum going on. And these polls, you know what? I don't get it. They're not very scientific.
They're not very scientific, right?
By the way, total bullshit, since those polls are entirely scientific.
Yeah. It's the New York Times CBS poll, for God's sake.
Watching him implode as he goes down is going to be seriously the best thing about this campaign. Watching him lose his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
When he tries to figure out why people are turning their backs on him.
Yeah,
He cannot handle defeat.
In favor of this guy who just on his best day puts his entire audience to sleep.
Yeah.
And Trump is starting to lose to this guy. Mr. Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, is the choice of 26% of Republican primary voters, the poll found, while Mr. Trump now wins support from 22%, although the difference lies within the margin of sample error. So I guess I guess Donald Trump can rely on the margin of error. to maintain some sort of connection to first place. But again, I mean, all trends have been sort of pointing in this direction. Now, as you mentioned, Ben Carson is also leading in Iowa, which isn't, to me, that's not such a big deal.
No. Nationally matters. Iowa, who gives a crap?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Iowa, that's where Rick Santorum won in 2012. And then before that, Mike Huckabee in 2008 won in Iowa.
Yeah, and we all know how they went on to win the White House.
Exactly. So I guess the national one is more important. I wonder if Paper Willie responded to Donald Trump's... Oh, hey, here we are. Donald Trump's criticisms of the Iowa poll being unscientific. Let's bring in Ben Carson and his running mate, Paper Willie. Good afternoon, Iowa. This is Dr. Ben Carson.
I'm running to be the next president. Here's my slogan. You like my slogan? It's called Heal, Inspire, Revive. Of course, before I revive anybody, I like to put him to sleep. Take a little nappy time. A little nappy poop. Take the Z train to Snoozeville.
You can't be revived unless you've been put to sleep.
Let's, like to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to my running mate. Here he is. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is Paper Willie. Say hello to the folks, Paper Willie.
Hey, motherfuckers, how you fucking doing? It's Paper Willie here. I'm fucking badass. I'm nationwide.
That's right, you're nationwide, the winner of the national poll, aren't you? Hey, Paper Willie, what do you think of Donald Trump and his criticism of the latest poll in Iowa?
Donald Trump can go fuck himself. That fucking hair helmet. Fuck him. Fuck him, motherfucker.
People, Willie, that's bad, bad language for the people of Iowa. They don't like that. They like me because I'm calm and bucolic.
I know what bucolic means.
Bucolic. Bucolic's like pastoral.
Pastoral, what the fuck is that?
Oh, Paper Willie, you can just have to go right back in my pocket now.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Oh.
You're editing, dude. I don't know how you do it.
Dr. Ben Carson!
All right. So, Ben Carson also being propelled by his brand new commercial. Have you seen his new commercial that he's got out today?
Oh, no, no.
Yes, where he's literally outside the box. It's Ben Carson against a white backdrop standing next to
a box.
A cardboard box. Ironically, the cardboard box, way more exciting than Ben Carson is. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, you can imagine voters watching this and going, oh, this is Ben Carson. But wow, that box is really exciting. How can I vote for the box? Where do I donate? To box. Ben Carson puts me to sleep with that box.
That actually is his running mate. Carson Box 2016.
Ben Carson and Cardboard Box 2016. Here's Ben Carson talking about how he's outside the box.
I'm Ben Carson, and I'm running for president. The political class and their pundit buddies say impossible. He's too outside the box. Well, they do know impossible. Impossible to balance the budget, impossible to get border security, impossible to put aside partisanship. I'm Ben Carson. I'm running for president, and I'm very much outside the box. There must be a good idea in there somewhere. I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
Wow, he's Mr. Rogers. He really is. It's like an insane Mr. Rogers running for president.
He really, really is. He's completely insane. But he's
You know what's inside that box, by the way? A bunch of hammers and bricks that he uses to throw at people and stab them.
Hammers, bricks, rocks, you know, and baseball bats.
Baseball bats, yeah. He's apparently every gang in the Warriors.
That's right. But my question is, who did he try to attack with a hammer? I mean, it's like it's a weird choice. Like, all right, here we go. Dr. Ben Carson. I'm 14-year-old Dr. Ben Carson. And I'm going to go down to the basement and grab me a weapon. I think that weapon's going to be, let me see here. Grab a chainsaw, do a little Patrick Bateman action. Maybe that's... That needs gasoline. It takes too long to get the gasoline. So. Baseball bat, maybe. Check, yeah. Yeah, get it. Brick. Brick, check. Put brick in the box there. Oh, and a hammer. Okay, use a hammer.
Man, if you go after somebody with a hammer, you're fucking serious.
Right.
You are not screwing around if you go after somebody with a goddamn hammer.
Yeah. And what side did he think that he was going to use? He was going to use the pointy, stabby side that you used to
claw?
To
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine. I'll bet he'll go after with, using the mallet side and then turn around and he really get you with the claw. Hit you in the side of the neck with the claw.
That's right. I just kind of woke up holding it. It's like
yep,
a sling
yeah, exactly.
Standing there holding the hammer. And, you know, and then, of course, he admitted the other day to trying to stab a guy when he was 14.
Yeah, at the Popeyes organization.
At the Popeyes organization. That is, by the way, the Popeyes organization thing, maybe the funniest thing he's ever said.
Yeah, there's something so... It's so perfectly indicative of who he is. It's like Romney-esque. It's so odd.
Right.
Like, nobody actually says that.
Yeah, it's like binder full of women. And then he's got... Ben Carson's got his...
Popeye's organization.
Popeye's organization. I wish he had actually used... I bet the Popeye's organization wish he had used his stabbing prowess, his ninja-like skills, to thwart that burglar long ago.
That robber, yeah.
Instead, he's like, you know, I mean, a guy who evidently attacked people with hammers, baseball bats, rocks, and bricks.
Suddenly, you know, goes all zen.
He's all zen. He's all passive.
He's actually present. He's like Denzel in The Equalizer. It takes a hell of a lot to, you know, to get him to finally go off. Use his special forces skills.
Don't bother me, man. I got a hammer right here in my briefcase. I'm not afraid to use it. Me and my running mate, Box.
Box. Cardboard. Carson Box.
Carson Box, 2016. Actually, you know what? I think Box is going to run as a third-party candidate. all Box's supporters are like, yeah, you know what? He makes a good case for Box. Look at all the great stuff in that Box.
Yep. And then Trump's going to go after him. Nah, he's low energy. He's a loser.
That Box is totally low energy.
That Box holds nothing.
Yeah, that Box is completely empty. What is that?
By the way, I gotta give a shout out, just, you know, sort of off topic here. I gotta give a shout out to one of our sponsors. You gotta love. You're friends with Charles Bowen on Facebook, right?
Oh yes, of course.
I love his Facebook feed.
Yes,
it's awesome. He just posted a couple minutes ago. He says, 14-year-old, what are you gonna be for Halloween, Dad? Him, drunk. What is Mom gonna be? Mad.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, Charles Bowen's Facebook feed is effing hilarious.
Funny as hell.
And evidently, Charles Bowen also starring in Rocky Horror Picture Show in Savannah, Georgia. So if you live anywhere...
Oh, wow, I didn't see that.
Yeah, if you live in the Savannah, Georgia area, you got to go buy tickets and see Charles Bowen as the narrator in theatrical performance of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Evidently, people are dressing up, obviously, for the occasion. So I'm not sure exactly where it's playing, but I'm sure you can look it up, or you can follow Charles Bowen on Facebook.
Yeah, everybody's doing that because it's like the 40th anniversary.
Oh yeah, that's right. Is it? I had no idea.
Yeah, it came out in 75.
We're gonna take a short break here, and we come back. We've got one more item of Ben Carson news. Evidently, he was pranked on Wikipedia. This is my other favorite story of the day. Back with more show right after this. Hey, folks, Bob here. Unlike the neck-bearded millennials, I shave every damn day. And for the last few weeks, I've been using Harry's shaving products, and I'll never go back to the stores for blades or ever pay those prices again. The Harry's razor fits in my hand, and it fits my face. It's a quick and comfortable shave with really smooth results. See, Harry's was started by a couple of guys who passionately wanted to make shaving a better experience. In the process, they bought a German factory that's been making these engineered blades for 100 years. That means no more middleman, no more middleman prices. The blades come straight from that factory at factory prices. Now you can get a Harry's starter kit for just $10 if you use the code RELM, RELM, when you go to harrys.com. That's the razor, a month's supply of blades, and a lathering gel so thick you'll swear it's a dessert topping. And a little travel case to keep your blade fresh on the road. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables. And say hello to Harry's. High-quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code RELM at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. Get a month of great shaves for just $10. Use the code RELM at harrys.com. That's HARRYS.com.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hey, welcome back to our Tuesday show. Thank you for joining us each and every show. This is going through Charles Bowen's Facebook feed. He's on Facebook as Bo Bowen, by the way. One of his status updates. He said, the McRib sandwich is vaguely shaped like a rack of ribs in the same way that the people who eat it are vaguely shaped like people.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm so glad I'm friends with him. Did you see this? Did you see that, you know, Obama met with the women's national soccer team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, this is, you know what? For some reason, I love it. First of all, I love that he doesn't give a fuck anymore. But I like it when politicians are human and they swear. And he said, this team taught all of America's children that playing like a girl means you're a badass.
Right. But that was awesome.
Yeah.
This team taught all of America's children playing like a girl means you're a badass. Of course, that's absolutely true.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Ben Carson was pranked on Wikipedia. I guess when you search for Ben Carson's name, the Wikipedia entry that comes up in the search results on Google lists as additional links the North American Man Boy Love organization. NAMBLA.
Awesome.
Plus,
you know, he does seem like that. He's got that very sort of soft-spoken thing, that the sort of chicken hawk thing.
That's right.
Hey, would you like to come get in my white panel van?
Ben Carson is Gordon Jump with the Bike Factory.
Right, exactly, yeah. You can... Young boys, you can tell that as they get a little bit older, they're becoming more aware of their own sexuality. And look, oh, that boy's standing right over there at the 7-Eleven. He's calling out to me. He's calling out. Hold on, listen, you can hear it.
Ben Carson... Come have sex with me.
See, oh, did you hear that? I heard it.
We're so going to hell.
Yeah, I'll be your landlord when you get there.
All right. Moving along here. By the way, Hannity and Trump also completely suckered. Completely suckered by a fake website.
Awesome.
We talk about this all the time. People posting links to the Daily Current and all those, you know,
right,
the fake websites.
The new thing that you really have to look out for is the websites that end in .co.
That's
but
right.
Have recognizable and somewhat trustworthy regular URLs before it. So yep. What you'll get is, I mean, I almost got nailed by one that was usatoday.com.co. And, you know, there's another one that was that I had to sort of debunk on somebody's Facebook page where it was nbc.com.co. And it's like, you know, and the stories say, you know, they spoke to NBC News and it's just absolute bull.
Well, and this is a case where Sean Hannity was talking about the Syrian refugee crisis.
Yeah.
And discussed how Obama is going to bring 250,000 Syrian refugees into the United States. Yeah. That was on the October 19th edition of Fox News' Hannity. Hannity said, you see the backlash emerging now in Europe over the refugee problem from Syria and Iraq. And the president said he's going to bring in 250,000 refugees into this country. My fear is our national intelligence director, James Clapper, said that ISIS in Iraq will infiltrate the refugee population. And then Hannity said, we're now facing a crisis. You see what's happening here? This is on a later episode. We're now facing a crisis. See what's happening in Europe? There's a huge backlash because of Syrian refugees and Iraqi refugees and the cost. We're being told by our national intelligence director that ISIS and Al-Qaeda, not if, they will infiltrate the refugee community. This president has committed to nearly 250,000 coming to America. That tells me we have a pre-9/11 mindset again.
Oh, I love that phrase. I love it when they use that phrase.
That's right.
Pre-9/11 mindset.
Pre-9/11 mindset. Then PolitiFact posted this article. Sean Hannity falls for hoax website's claim that U.S. is taking in 250,000 Syrian refugees. In October 26, fact check by PolitiFact analyzes Sean Hannity's repeated claims that, quote, the president said he's going to bring in 250,000 refugees into this country. PolitiFact's John Greenberg ultimately awarded Hannity's claim a pants-on-fire rating after concluding that, in plain fact, President Barack Obama never said that, nor, as far as anyone can tell, has any member of his administration. Additionally, PolitiFact noted that Hannity's only potential source for this claim appeared to be the hoax website realnewsrightnow.com.
There you go. Yeah.
Which cites the non-existent State Department spokeswoman, Kathy Piper, or as Joe Biden would call her, Dr. Pepper. So then, to make matters worse, Donald Trump is now repeating this.
Of course he is.
Donald Trump says Obama wants to bring in 250,000 people in what could be the greatest Trojan horse of all time. At a New Hampshire.
And you know what's really awful is that they don't even bother to look. They don't even bother to go beyond that. Nobody double checks that. You get it off this website that really, quite frankly, nobody's ever heard of. And nobody thinks to Google it.
Yeah, because
Googling it is all it takes, because then you'll see that there's no one else reporting on it. When nobody else is reporting on it, there's no story.
And it doesn't even matter, though, now. I mean, the entire Republican Party is built around repeating this crap.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, that's the other big thing is that this is out in the bloodstream.
Yeah.
I mean, now people have to deny this. They have to correct this and say, no, this is not happening. And they'll still, the conspiracy theory types, holy hell.
Yeah, totally.
They'll still say, oh, it absolutely is. You know what? That's like the suppression of information people working for you.
Yeah, and of course, some of the low information voters who are only tangentially engaged in the online political debate and seeing things like PolitiFact will continue to repeat this stuff and tell all their friends, and then they'll vote accordingly in the primaries, et cetera, in the general election. And, you know, but worse than that, we're all going to have, you know, come, you know, a month or so from now, we're all going to be having to swat this down over Thanksgiving dinner. No, no, no. It's not, they're not, Obama's not doing that.
I'll be very curious. I mean, what time's the show on? I'll be very curious to see if Hannity backtracks on that, or if he just lets it go, he may.
Sure. I mean, he may do what Bill O'Reilly does all the time, which is to offer up some sort of retraction, some sort of correction. But it's also at the bottom of a show or way late in the show where no one's really paying attention. And besides, even if they are, it doesn't matter because the lie is already out there.
Yeah.
And because, you know what? Frankly, I don't think the people who will repeat the lie even care about the retraction.
Exactly.
Even if they hear it.
No, they don't.
As long as they have fuel with which to go after Obama, they'll just, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's been retracted.
And you know, and I think that a lot of people give really beat up on these satire. They're not really even satire. They're fake news sites.
Yeah, fake news.
And I understand and I hate them. I think that they're awful, and 99.9% of them, some don't even try to be funny, but the ones that like the Daily Current are rarely funny.
The Onion
is the only site that really gets it right almost 100% of the time. But there are things that – there are times that I see sites like that put up stories that I do think that in some way it's doing a service, because those sites, a lot of them are aimed at fooling people who are partisans.
Right.
People who are just – who want to believe something so badly and who will not bother to look, to double check.
Yeah.
You know, because that's something that confirms their preconceived ideas.
Because that all that stuff, all of those lines work inside the bubble. And so it's going to get repeated and it's going to get shared on Facebook. And then I usually unfollow those people.
Yeah.
Oh, God, stop it. Because, again, as you said, there's nothing funny about these stories.
No.
It's just like – it's just fake. And it's all for the cynical aim of increasing traffic, because people click on those things by the droves, and then they share them on Facebook, retweet them on Twitter, and then it goes all around. And this is a case where it went all around, all the way to Sean Hannity and Donald Trump, for God's sake.
Yep.
So you can expect during the debate tomorrow, and there is another Republican debate Wednesday night. It should be exciting. I think it's, what is it, the CNBC debate?
I don't know. It's going to be fun, though, because with Trump now being beaten by Carson.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, between the two of them. Between the two of them.
Dr. Ben, arch Batman villain, Dr. Ben Carson, the sleeper.
the sleeper.
Is well on his way to making his evil plot come to fruition. Pretty soon, I will put you all to sleep. You know what's inside of Dr. Ben Carson, like if you crack him open?
Yeah.
The brain.
The brain.
Like from Pinky and the Brain. Dr. Ben Carson is a plot by the brain to take over the world.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. Pinky, people support stupid candidates. I will become a stupid candidate.
And by the way, occasionally I'll confuse people by first saying that I would attack an active gunman, and then tell another story in which I let an active gunman walk right on by me and rob a Popeyes organization. And then I'll turn around and say that I got all stabby when I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
Keep them
like the episode where he became a country singer, and it was just stilts. He put on stilts and big cowboy hat, and his name was Bubba Bo Bob Brain. Yeah, that's what this is. He's somewhere inside of Ben Carson, the brain is, and it's just this entire thing is a plot to take over the world. He's been sitting in the lab. he realizes how dumb Americans are. Republican voters are stupid. And now he's just, this is the big plot to take over the world.
Well, after we take a break here, we're going to come back and talk about my favorite story of the day, which is our pal, insufferable douchebag, Jesse Waters, getting kicked off of the Cornell University campus. That's... Coming up right
after hitting on a student.
That's right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the after party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at BobSeska.com. Let's do this thing.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
The second half of today's show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. Costs you nothing and helps support the show. Thank you in advance. Okay, so easily our least favorite person on Fox News Channel, and we use the term person loosely, is insufferable douchebag Jesse Waters, who's like the former, I don't know what he was, intern for Bill O'Reilly, and then Bill O'Reilly...
He's a producer.
Yeah, producer, and then Bill O'Reilly started...
And then he realized what a valuable douchebag he was. So, you know what? This guy's willing to hassle anybody and be a troll and be a raging asshole to people, so...
That's right. And so that's what he does.
Yeah, I've been an asshole for years, and nobody's ever promoted me for it.
Well, I mean, you have to really, really try hard to reach Jesse Waters' levels of assholishness. I mean, just a poop-smeared, disgusting-smelling, fart-emanating asshole. I mean, just the worst of the worst of the worst. Right. So he went to Cornell University. He figured out some statistics showing... Maybe someone in the Fox News Channel brain room came up with the idea that Cornell University...
No, it was a newspaper article.
It was a newspaper article. Okay.
Yeah.
The Cornell Daily Sun reported that 96% of the $600,000 Cornell's faculty donated to political candidates in the past 4 years went to Democratic candidates. Well, of course, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, this is actually news.
It's an institution of higher learning. You really think they're going to give to the Republicans these days? Come on.
Yeah, no way. I mean,
you're talking about people who actively despise science.
Exactly.
And who are anti-intellectual.
Yeah, I mean,
who revel in their anti-intellectualism, who commit intellectual violence.
So, like, breaking news that college professors give money to Democrats. Like, this is, again, this is somehow supposed to be shocking news. But, you know, the Republicans, Fox News Channel, they just keep going back to fuck that chicken over and over again as much as they possibly can. This whole idea that, oh, academe is so liberal and they're indoctrinating people. I mean, even Ben Carson was
And they're indoctrinating people. That's the other thing. The whole point of this was, you know, are conservative opinions allowed on campus? It's like, dude, here's the problem. This goes back to that thing, you know, the thing we always complain about false equivalencies.
Yeah.
The problem is right now, at this very moment in time, and it was not always this way, this right now, the conservative and the – I'm not even going to call it liberal because you know how I feel about people on the far left. But the conservatives and really the rest of us do not hold equal opinions of equal value. Conservatives are fucking nuts now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And so, no. You know what? If you're talking about going on a college campus and you're asking a question, asking if conservative politics aren't allowed on here, at this point it's kind of like actually what you're asking is, look, you know what, are you guys being taught to deny reality? Because you should totally be taught to deny reality.
Exactly. And you know what, thank God, I think the American public is starting to recognize the Tea Party takeover and how nonsensical it is. Because the latest Gallup poll shows that support for the Tea Party has dropped from its high water mark in 2010 of 32%. It's down now to 17%. 17% for that. Support for the Tea Party. And conservative Republican support for the Tea Party has dropped by something like 29 points since 2010. And meanwhile, the Tea Party has completely metastasized onto the Republican leadership, right, and they just can't get rid of it. It's like this jellyfish that won't stop stinging them, and they just can't get it off of them fast enough. But they're stuck. They can't do anything, and it's a faction of the party that has rapidly dwindling popularity. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could level off at 17%, but it could also continue to decline. So, like a year from now, when the election rolls around, Tea Party support could be like 9%. And they're so screwed. The Republicans are so screwed. Because not only are they not going to get the same electoral bang for their buck as they got in 2010 and to a certain extent 2014, but now they're weighted down by these Freedom Caucus idiots who are now dictating everything that the party does, at least the congressional Republicans. So it's like it's a lose-lose for them. It's like the Bush administration short-term gain with long-term repercussions kind of strategy, whereas like with the Iraq War, part of the motivation for the Iraq War was to get George W. Bush reelected in 2004. And it worked. Now, George W. Bush even said famously that his dad, you know, was a one-term president in part because he didn't go all the way in Iraq. So George W. Bush was going to correct that. Short-term political gains, which is all about the Tea Party, too. And long-term problems. I mean, the entire Bush legacy was entirely screwed. Well, I mean, there were other things too. But at the center of the Bush legacy was this disaster in Iraq, and ended up handing the presidency over to Barack Obama in 2008.
Absolutely.
And so, likewise, the Republican Party latching onto the Tea Party, you know, they were able to pick up a majority in 2010 and pick up a few more seats in 2014. But what's the long-term impact of that? It can't be good. It can't be good. Especially now when you see their poll numbers, the Tea Party poll numbers dropping through the floor. It's exciting. So we were going to talk about Jesse Waters, weren't we? Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to take one last break and then officially dive into the Jesse Waters clip right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Scorpions!
All right.
God, I f***ing hate the Scorpions.
I know, and that's why I play them so often.
Is there a reason you do this?
Yeah, I'm sending out to you. It's all for you, Chez. All right, so Jesse Waters went around trolling students on the Cornell University campus, and it went about as well as you can possibly imagine. Just going, once again, Jesse Waters going up like the insufferable douchebag that he is and just poking people in the shoulder like, hey, dude, what, have you been indoctrinated, huh? And he literally asked this of one of the students. Do professors hand out doobs in class? Huh?
Yep. He said that. And then he hit on one of the girls.
Here's a little taste of goddamn Jesse Waters on the Cornell University campus, trying to get to the bottom of why it's so not diverse, why there's so few Republican donors on the payroll at Cornell University.
Back in the book segment tonight, Waters World. Cornell University in upstate New York is a prestigious Ivy League school. And according to a student newspaper, of the nearly $600,000 donated by Cornell's faculty to political candidates, 96% went to Democrats. Only 15 of 323 donors gave to conservative campaigns or causes. That doesn't seem real diverse to me. So we sent Waters to Cornell.
You know, it's like going to like a meeting of the local Chamber of Commerce. And they're like, why? Oh, my God. Look at all these Republicans here. Boy, the Chamber of Commerce is seriously not that diverse. All these Republicans. Well, duh, because the Chamber of Commerce is usually populated by Republicans. Clearly, there are going to be a lot of liberals on college campuses.
Yeah.
And, you know,
college campuses are traditionally liberal, especially college campuses like Cornell.
Yeah.
Why? Because, you know, look, liberalism is these days, especially conservatism, is antithetical to education.
Exactly.
Not I won't say to education, to intellectualism.
To knowledge.
Because they have declared war on intellectualism.
That's right.
They've demonized it.
Yeah. I mean, just by the very nature of being intellectually curious. I mean, again, certainly there are conservative college professors. But generally speaking, the pursuit of knowledge, the pursuit of intellectualism, is almost an exclusively liberal thing. Likewise, you don't go to an art exhibit and meet a lot of conservatives. You don't go to one a college campus and expect to meet a lot of conservatives there either.
No.
So it's just like...
I mean, well, you know what? Some college campuses, yeah, but certainly not places like Cornell. And you're just, I'm sorry, you're just, you know, you're going to be outnumbered by liberals or people who are center left.
And by the way, and I'm saying this as someone who is the editor-in-chief on his campus newspaper, Bill O'Reilly's getting his news tips from a college newspaper. That's you probably want to do a little bit of your own vetting there. But, you know, it suits the bias, so why not? Here's more of this this tape of Jesse Waters at Cornell.
What year are you here?
I'm a grad student, actually.
Oh, fancy pants.
Then you'll have lots to talk about, huh?
What's the vibe on campus?
Very diverse campus, a bunch of different people from a bunch of different backgrounds.
It's not that diverse because, according to this report, 96% of the donations from faculty here went to Democrats.
That's, you know what?
That's because we're interested in learning here.
We're interested in learning.
It's just that simple.
We're just in facts.
You know, there's a reason. You know, it's funny. We're talking about why it is. Certainly, we're talking about how Republicans hate intellectualism, why they sort of demonize people who are really smart, and they demonize higher education.
Yeah, of course.
And one of the reasons, you know, we haven't talked about why, and the reason is that the more educated you become, the more likely it is that you will move away from what is now considered conservatism.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about fiscal conservatism. I'm talking about social conservatism. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about things like, you know, you'll become more accepting of people of other cultures. You'll become more accepting of people of other races. You'll look at science and go, okay, look, science is it. Science is the top of the heap.
I mean, do you really expect that people who have PhDs are going to donate to the party of Sarah Palin and Donald Trump?
Bingo. Yeah. And again, you know, I bring this up all the time. As much as he was a pompous bore, William F. Buckley was a very educated man.
Yeah.
And he prided himself on that. You know, that was really important to him. And it was very important to him that the Republican Party and that the conservative movement in America be that way. That they not be devoid of intellectualism, they not declare war on intelligence,
mm-hmm.
not declare war on education.
Yeah.
And that is all gone completely by the wayside.
It's entirely feasible for someone to be conservative and intellectual and kind of right sometimes. I mean, I know at least
absolutely.
I know at least one college professor who's also conservative who I can say without a doubt is a smart guy. And that's Tom Nichols from Naval War College, who I consider to be sort of an E friend, even though we disagree on most things politically.
Yeah.
But I mean, but he's smart. First of all, he's a 5-time Jeopardy champion. Hmm. But let's continue with this Jesse Waters thing, because I want to get to the part where he gets kicked off of campus.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, and by the way, he was saying it's not diverse because of the faculty. How many students are there per one faculty member?
Right.
At Cornell.
But I like that, by the way. I like his answer to it. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with not having a lot of conservative thinking on this campus?
Right.
Do you ever feel that the professors are pushing a political agenda here?
I've got friends who are liberal arts majors. They write a paper and they bring up a conservative viewpoint.
they won't get a good grade.
If I want an A, I tailor my papers.
Yeah, well, if it's if the conservative viewpoint is backed up by something from the same website where Sean Hannity gets his information, of course they're not going to get an A. If they deny climate science based on, you know, based on the rantings of Ben Carson's running a paper willy, then mm-hmm. of course they're not going to get an A. Yeah, that's how it goes.
How the professor leans. 96% is kind of high.
Oh, it's really high, yeah.
You guys are acting like Brown University.
I'm honestly not really surprised.
Your brain is a sponge right now, and I'm worried that these teachers are starting to have a chilling effect.
Yeah, and I love the editing. I love the, you know, I'm going to make you look dumb no matter what you say. It's right. Like in the piece that I wrote today. If you schooled him, seriously, if you beat him down with, you know, with articulate words and something he could not come back from, mm-hmm. that would never make air.
But what you ought to do is summarily kick his teeth out.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
seriously.
Yeah, no, it all comes down to that. It all comes down to I want so badly. He's done this for so long. These kind of whole condescending, smarmy, shitty ambush interviews that I want so badly for somebody to just for him to one day ambush the wrong person, and that person does not reason with him, doesn't walk away from him, doesn't give him a sound bite, doesn't allow him a chance to, you know, to smirk and go, hey, come back and talk to me, just turns around and knocks his fucking teeth out.
That's right. We can only dream that someday Jesse Waters will be doing a Waters World Report and then right in the middle loses all of his teeth. Ends up looking like Jared Leto in Fight Club.
Yeah.
That's my dream. I'm a simple man, and I dream of things like Jesse Waters with all of his teeth knocked out.
Yeah. Let's continue. Yeah, he truly, truly deserves it. Because, you know, in addition to this little condescending shit, he's done real damage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the report on the homeless was just, that was unforgivable.
It was atrocious, yeah.
You know, and the times that he's, you know, the times that he's ambushed people and, like, he's had to be pushed off of them. Mm-hmm. You know, he's have to, you know, I think he followed a woman into her garage at one point.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then there was another time that he was following somebody and, like, a firefighter, like, had to ward him off, like, stop.
Right. And by the way, he's out at Cornell University. He's wearing his typical suit. And then with his douchey smile, and then he's also got mittens on.
Mittens on,
he's got the mittens,
which doesn't look at all creepy.
Not at all, not at all. Especially when he hits on one of the women on campus.
I won't go schizo, will I?
Do the teachers ever burn incense in class?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay, you probably missed that then. What is the national debt right now?
$200 million.
$18 trillion. Professors aren't telling you the truth?
Yeah, that's why. It's because professors aren't telling her the truth.
Right, because what professors should be doing is watching Fox News and coming in and immediately, no matter what the course, by the way, mm-hmm. you know, if you're taking like Argentinian history, you know, they should be coming in and parroting all the talking points from Fox News and bitching about the national debt.
That's right. Because professors are going around saying, oh, the national debt's only $200 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that professor would be fired if that professor is going around telling his students or her students that the national debt was only $200 million.
Maybe not.
Do you think that the phrase Islamic terror is offensive?
Yes.
Have a lot of the terrorists been Episcopalian these days? Do you have a Make America?
Okay, with the crickets chirping.
It's cricket there, exactly. Yeah, see, it's all the little cheesy, clever editing.
Yeah, and there's lots of Christian terrorists, by the way, Jesse Waters, you douchebag. There are a ton of them, right here in the United States. They're attacking abortion clinics all the time. One Christian blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City, if you recall. Yeah, right.
America, great again, huh?
No.
Can I buy you one?
Absolutely. You can't buy me anything.
Dinner?
Okay, this got weird.
He hates me, Alice!
Yeah, so he was hitting on one of the women there on campus. And so then the campus PR woman comes out and tries to tell him that he can't interview on campus, which, by the way, not smart. Because that just plays into what he's doing. It just plays into him and Fox News Channel as the victim. That's all that happens.
Hope for you.
Sorry for interrupting. Jesse.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Melissa.
Melissa.
And once again, we just ask that you don't interview students on campus.
We have his permission. Cornell doesn't have a problem with Fox News, does it?
Absolutely not.
Would you grant us permission to interview students if they grant us permission to do the interview?
Not on campus at this time.
It says here, you guys have the power to grant us permission to shoot on campus.
I'm not.
You're denying us permission to
not on campus,
interview students, but you're the head of media relations. You can't articulate it? Are you choosing not to articulate the reason, or you don't have a reason?
Does it get easier?
No.
Will the university statement explain why you're not granting us permission to shoot here?
I will send you the statement.
You're not allowed to shoot there because you didn't get fucking permission.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not about that. You have to do that ahead of time. It's not about who you are.
Yeah. And, of course, Cornell isn't a public university, by
the way.
That's
it, exactly. You're on private property.
Yeah, absolutely. And, by the way, interviewing students, that's you're really stretching the definition of interviewing. What you're doing is you're harassing them.
Yeah, exactly.
You first of all, you're asking them out to have dinner with you.
Which is sexually harassing them.
Right. Which is, I mean, dinner with Jesse Waters is basically, he does like the Brundlefly thing where he pulls out the box of donuts and then vomits on them and then sucks them up. That's how Jesse Waters eats food. He excretes a corrosive enzyme. God damn, I hate this guy. I really hate this guy. Please.
Yeah, I genuinely despise him. He's a fucking asshole.
I just want to see bloody mouth. That's all I want. Like teeth sticking through his cheek. Boy, if someone actually does that, we're in big trouble. God damn it.
One that made the decision.
I will send you the statement. We have an email.
Great talk.
Did you ever watch Waters World?
No.
Tom Waters. This is my world right here.
Oh, my God. That is the worst. That is the worst thing I think he does, because he does it in every
such
interview.
A douche.
He's like, hey, buddy, what's your problem? First of all, right, I'm going to poke you right in the... Hey, you, right here. What do you think the name of this segment's called, huh? My name is Jesse Waters, and this is Waters World. Like, I'm Jesse, and my last name is Waters, and this is my world. Oh, God. Yeah, Jesse, this is my elbow. Here, I've got some movie drop-ins for your segment.
You dick! You're bastard people.
God. Please, somebody. Somebody help us.
Wow.
All right. We've got a big post-mortem show coming up. Fox and Friends spent some time this morning with Deucey in the Box evaluating women's leggings. Fox News diving into the important issues of our time. Women who wear spandex leggings. And it involved...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It involved one of the Duck Dynasty guys.
Yeah. Three asshole guys sitting there ogling women. That's deciding right. what women should wear.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I swear to fucking God, it's 1955.
It really is. I mean, that's again, it's like watching the Duggars. It's like, I'm looking in at this segment and I'm going... These people exist in a completely different society than I do.
Right.
Like, they're in a different universe. They might as well be space aliens. It's like, again, it's like I'm in a high hide, like, peering down at this new, tribe discovered in the middle of the jungle somewhere. Or like,
yeah. That's so fucking amazingly sexist. And I'm not, like, you know me, I am not the social justice warrior type. And that's just sexist as shit.
Yeah, but I mean, this is like the Stern Show. But at least the Stern Show would do it satirically. There was something that was naturally satirical about when Howard Stern would bring in women and evaluate them.
Right.
This is just salacious. Yeah. I mean, it's like both salacious and old-timey all at once. Really, really gross. It's coming up at the Postmortem Show. Sign up at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. And for the rest of you, we'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.